This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, yesterday when we ended our program, I told you we were going to share with you a very depressing story about a person's childhood. I want to mention that as a disclaimer or a warning. If you have children present in the car, it may be something that you don't want them to hear because it's very heavy. It's not graphic, it's just heavy. That's the warning I want to give you today as we continue this message from 1 Corinthians 15. I don't know how you were raised. I don't know how you would describe your childhood. It's interesting. You talk to 10 people about their childhood, and you will get a variety of descriptions. You will have some that will talk about the pleasantness of their childhood. You have others that will say, no, it wasn't too pleasant. It was very difficult. So the responses in a room today would be just a myriad of different responses. I want you to hear probably one of the most depressing descriptions of a person's childhood that I've ever heard. It's by Dwight Walter, who describes himself as an ACOA. I'd never heard that term until I read this years ago. ACOA is an adult child of an alcoholic. He wrote a poem called The Taste of Fire. It is the most depressing poem I've ever read in my life. Here it goes. I was crippled for 5 years as a child. I was raised by 2 sick people who taught me 3 things. Insanity, fear, and hatred. Can you imagine saying that I was taught 3 things? Insanity, fear, and hatred. And then he says this, I was raised in hell. I was raised in hell. Chaos felt very comfortable. Chaos felt like home. Chaos felt like home. And yet, I want to tell you that out of his chaos and out of his hellish experience saying I was raised in hell, the hand of God reached down and touched his life and worked in his life in such a way that his life was never the same. My point is this, the same God that reached down and touched Dwight Walter can do that to you and with you. The God who can take a man who said, I was raised in hell, and give him a taste of heaven is the God that can change your life. God who said, I can take a man who was raised in chaos, total confusion, and say, I'll bring order. I'll bring functionality into that person's life is the same God that can do that to you and with you and in you because of the grace of God. The grace of God will do more for your life, get this, than any book you'll ever read. The grace of God will help you more than any counseling you will ever receive. The grace of God will do more than any self-help guru you go to. The grace of God will change your life like it changed the Apostle Paul. And so when Paul said, it's by the grace of God, I am what I am, you can leave here today and say, it's by the grace of God, I am what I am. I really am so strong on this idea of believing in the resurrection of Christ being foundational for your life to this point, that there may be things in your life that you think you have to believe about the Bible, and you definitely believe this, and I believe that. And my point is this, if the resurrection of Christ didn't happen, the rest of it doesn't matter. As Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones said, if there is no resurrection, there is no Christianity. That's why it's so important, not only to know it and to hear about it and read about it, but to believe it, that Jesus Christ is alive. And he could say with power and authority, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
You know, if you and I really believed that statement, it would change everything about who we are and what we are. It would change your marriage. It would change your home. It might change your career. It might change the way you look at life, and I know it'll change the way you look at death. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.